want to speak to Danny Kinahan from the Ulster Unionist Party. Danny Kinahan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're raising this issue about College to Daira, this new facility. Irish-speaking post-primary education system in Dungiven. What's your problem with it?
Okay, well, let me just start one thing. You said we want it dropped. No, we want it reviewed. Our problem with it is nothing to do with the Irish language and the politicisation of that argument. It is that all the advisers to the minister said, don't do it. And you've got an expenditure that amounts really to just short of £1 million in the first year, and then a whole lot more spend on it at a time when we're meant to be cutting back to start a new school. But the advice from the department, the boards, the inspectorate, the minister's advisory group, in almost every way, is not to do it.
I'm sort of losing the understanding then of the difference between dropping and reviewing. If nobody wants it, why would you want it after a review?
Well, because if you did it in a smaller way, in a different timing, and in a different way at other schools, then it's a way forward of actually, you know, promoting the Irish language and having post-primary education in Irish, which is what Coláiste Dara want.
Yeah, but do you want a facility in Dungiven, a standalone, independent facility or not?
I want one that works, and this doesn't look as if it's going to work.
There would be an argument that would say it would work. There are 5,000 kids in Northern Ireland this moment in time going through classroom doors who will be learning only in the Irish language.
And there are 450 in the Londonderry area. Initially, the numbers look as if they work, but if you're department's telling you that you're only going to get 14 and it doesn't look as if it's going to work in the first year and the second year and so on, and the inspectorate's telling you that it isn't going to work either, and same with the boards who said they don't want it in Dungiven, and the same other board said that it'll knock on the other schools who already provide Irish language. It needs to be thought through properly so it's put in a way that works.
Well, stay with me, please, Danny. I want to speak to Cathal Oisin, who is a representative from the Dungiven area, a member of Sinn Féin and an MLA, and very much in favour of what the Education Minister is doing. Cathal, this may sound a bit like a pet project to you.
Well, it's a project that has been ongoing for some 20-odd years, and it is not a pet project for me. It is a project that people have chosen, that parents have chosen. They've entrusted their most precious possession, their children, and they want them educated in totality through the medium of Irish. But there are 450 children currently in County Derry going through their education through the medium of Irish, and that's not including Derry City, which of course the numbers even up even further. That hasn't even been considered. So it is their proposal. Proposal 264 has come from a very professional group of people who happen to be parents of those children and who do want to see their children being educated from preschool level right through their primary school level and into secondary school through the medium of Irish. And I think that is their right as it stands at the minute. Should they want to continue Irish medium education after primary school, they would have to put their kids on a bus to Belfast. And some have done that in the past. Some have done that. And that shows the level of commitment that those parents have to the children and to the promotion of the Irish language.
Yeah, but why not send the children to St. Patrick's College in Mahara that has an Irish strand within the college? Why not send them there? There's an outstanding option for them.
Well, that's the question you have to ask the parents, because they seem to have not had the uptake of that stream within Mahara. Mahara is a very, very good school. Indeed, it's my own alma mater. I went there for 7 years. I'm very fond of Mahara. But parents have voted with their feet and have not entrusted their kids through that stream.
Yeah, but Cathal, does that not suggest there isn't the appetite for post-primary Irish language education?
No, I don't think it does. There are 1,600 pupils at Mahara, and to put in an Irish medium stream there, it very much subsumed within the English medium stream. And it is a proven fact, academic studies have proven down through the years that streams within English medium schools do not work.
The advice from the boards and from a general raft of professionals, according to Danny Kinahan, is not to push on with it.
Well, there is no such advice from the boards, and I've heard Danny repeat it and repeat this again and again, and it's simply not true. The Western Board did not say anything about it, other than that it may have effect on the English medium schools within the area, but that is not a consideration that should not be used to hold Irish back. The North Eastern Board did not say anything. And indeed, the body which is tasked with advising the Minister on Irish medium education is Corlin Gioscaliota, and they are in favour of this proposal. So that's where it's at.
Let me go to Danny Kinahan on that. Danny, who has advised against the initiative and who's in support of it?
Okay, if you start with the department, it says here at the beginning of the document, it is recommended, and this is to the Minister, you do not approve the development proposal. And with that was the press release and everything that he went against. If you then move on to the Western Education Library Board, this is when it gets a little bit more splitting hairs. They say it's not considered in the Western Education Library Board strategic area plan for post-primary schools, which is, of course, what drives what they're doing, and that, say, it would have a negative impact on the current provision from the Dungiven area. They then asked the North Eastern Education Library Board to also look at what the impact would be on other schools in the area, and that's where you get St. Pat's coming in and saying that really they can, I mean, there's a whole raft of, I won't read it all to you here, of all their points. Again, they're not totally saying they're against it, but they're pointing out a whole mass of reasons for why it shouldn't happen.
But are you not just looking for what supports your argument in those press releases and those statements? Is this not just the Ulster Unionists doing the polite version of what the DUP did with Curry Mayorgard? You're actually going at it from, shall we say, a sophisticated perspective by bringing it up at the House today, and you're not going to get anywhere with it because there's this petition
Absolutely.
Of concern and all of that. But are you not just knocking the Irish language politely as opposed to the way that it was done by the DUP?
Nice of you to put it like that. I'm not just knocking it politely. I'm knocking it because, broadly, if you go through all of these, I'm not just picking out sort of 3 out of 19. Most of what's written in here indicates that it should be done differently. The CNG obviously support it, and they've come up with some very good reasons, but they're all ones about how to teach language and that it works well with smaller numbers and everything else, which is then an argument with the academics. But if you get down to the advice from the ministerial advisory group, they didn't want it in Dungiven. They wanted it somewhere else. They say it can be provided for in Derry and elsewhere. If you then move to the inspectorate, they have their doubts about how the teaching works, which, again, they won't necessarily be right, but they say it can't be sustainable. And if you work through them all, the broad picture is saying that it doesn't work. And I'm all for the Irish language, but here you just have a lot of money being spent on a project at a time when we're all meant to be re-looking at how we're spending money, because everything is being cut. If you think of all the poor teachers who went away at Christmas knowing that, or being told it was a 7% cut, and they were likely either to be losing their jobs or having to cut enormous numbers from their schools and then couldn't deliver a good education. It was a bad timing, so let's review it and get it right. And if it comes down to a smaller school in the place that works and works with all the other schools around it, fine.
How many kids do you think will attend this post-primary facility at College to Deira in Dungiven?
If you go by what we're told in the department's report, it says it'll start with 14, it'll get up to 125, and it gets nowhere near the optimum, which is 500 for a post-primary school.
And Cathal Oisin, do you not accept that argument when you consider there are only 450 in the greater county area? It's going to be a challenge to get kids to go to an Irish medium school that hasn't been tested at all in Dungiven on a brownfield site.
Well, the Irish medium sector in this area has increased by 30% in the last number of years. It looks very, very likely that is going to continue. And you have to say, you know, Irish medium provides great value for money. We are looking at the only school that currently exists on its own is College of First Year in Belfast. And it, of course, the results from it last year proved it was the best non-selective school in Belfast last year. And that's in an area of great deprivation where it's located. So, you know, the evidence is there. And Danny, in fairness, is scraping around for any excuse to come against us. It's been brought in front of the Assembly today. It'll get a kick around. It's going nowhere. and we will hear the usual tired arguments against Irish medium education and against bilingualism, and it's just very sad, and I'm sorry that this motion has come in front of the Assembly.
But why are you so against the recognised status initiative that already exists in the like of St Malachy's and Castle Whelan and across in Donoughmore and over in Armagh as well? There are at least three examples of that across the province.
Well, I haven't said that I am against that. Indeed, I'd be very much in favour of that. But this proposal has come from the parents of children attending Irish medium education in the County Derry area. Now, I entrusted my own child to the medium of education, but there was nowhere for him to go once he was transferring. So that's one of the reasons why I support it. This is very much a parent-led initiative, and the proposal is coming from the parents. And those are the people who... And if this is about parental choice, well then we have to support it. We must support it.
Yeah, but we're so short of money. Parents can't have everything they want in this educational world at the moment.
No, that's true. But, you know, and the Minister recently announced, and it is starting this summer, a new bill for Rossmire Special School in Limavady. And I'm very proud of that. I worked very hard on that. And it is an £8.3 million spend for 100 pupils. I am totally supportive of that. I think that, you know, we have to have that degree of parental choice, and it has to be paid for. The reality is the demand is there for Irish medium education, and both the department and the minister has a statutory duty to fulfil that demand.
Okay, Cathla Oisin, thank you very much, MLA in the Dungiven area. And finally, Danny Kinahan, it'll come to the floor, but you're not going to get anywhere with it because of the petition of concern and all of that. Are you just highlighting something for the sake of highlighting it?
No, because we put the motion in originally to get it properly debated, but then now we get to the politicisation of the Irish language debate by putting in a petition of concern. They immediately make it one side against the other, and instead of therefore saying, look, we'll listen to your arguments and see how we vote, they're saying we're against you from the moment we start, which is sad. But I want to make one thing absolutely clear, which is a comment.
Could you not be accused of making it a political issue?
Of course, because that's how politics works here. But it's very sad. I'm probably one person who really isn't against it and wants to just find the right way forward. And I will say that at the beginning of the debate, that we should be trying to depoliticise the Irish language and find a way where it becomes a choice for parents and it is not driven so it looks as a political pawn for either Sinn Féin or for nationalists. It was something the Presbyterians pushed last century, and we all need to get together and just accept it. But one thing I wanted to make absolutely clear, because Cathal was talking about a statutory duty, but there's also a statutory duty under Article 44 of the Education and Library Order for the Minister to ensure effective and efficient use of public funds, and that is why we're raising the issue.
Okay, Danny Kinahan and Cathal Oisin, thank you both very much for your time this morning. Thank you, gentlemen. 90333105 is our number. You can let us know what you think, whatever's on your mind on a Monday morning.